Green, but we're taking one final turn. Those who think they know should do.
I said, no, we don't want your agency to piss all over this. And he said, how can they? They're going to go out and get drunk.
Why would they not?
With elation. And he left.
I think that I finished with Rogers. He didn't say anything. I think he shook his feet. Not because of the
sentence. Brent was much better.
And then he came back right after the call. He was, and he said that they turned around. I said, do you still know all the other things? It's very hard for him.
No question.
Goddamn hard, because he figures what the hell I don't trust him, or unless you're not trusting him, actually. It was.
Smith said there are some surprises in this world. Some of them are bad, and some of them are great. And this is a great one.
He sees it, Mike.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure Bill sees all the nuances of them that night. I'm trying to explain it around the river.
Well, I frankly...
He's very shaken by the fact that on the other hand, I pointed out that we had, as I write, Tutti Bertelli. You know what that means?
Who?
You know what that means? Tutti Bertelli. All the brothers.
The one thing, Mr. President, that Smith is really insisted on that I think we have to let him do, he says he's been laboring in the vineyard, and for him to be sent back tonight, that's going to be pretty demoralizing.
So he must be here tomorrow?
No, that I've already told him couldn't be. I told him that on my own. But he wants to be there at the briefing of the congressional leader.
Sure.
And I think...
Probably just as well, and then let him go back on Friday, and we'll get a picture,
and what I've...
And keep sending him on Friday, which is
and
the other day.
What I've said...
It's very important for him to be at the briefing. I thought he had to go back, that's the only reason.
Well, that's what I told him. I said that the cause...
No, this is great.
And I'll even have him in on some of my background.
What we ought to do is we have a briefing, and then after that, let's have a picture and a delegation with me. Before going back, that picture...
Well, that's what we thought, Mr. President, on Friday morning.
Right.
He goes back Friday at 11. At 10 o'clock he comes in here
with
the delegation, and we get a picture of you and him.
That's a real awesome.
You get another time.
The second day pick up. Yeah. Well, at that point he ought to come in.
And I think that way we get
his... You bring him in, as a matter of fact. You could even bring Rogers in there at that point if you want.
Well, the only thing that worries me, Mr. President, is to make it so...
Too big.
So big that we have no flexibility left.
What is your present feeling about the cabin? Should we
I'm getting worried a little bit about leaks and...
They won't leak, though. The one place that will not leak is the cabin.
That mightn't be bad.
I'm not worried about that. The only question I have about the cabin is whether it fills it up too much by having the cabin.
Well, that's another thing that worries me. See, I'll be briefing Connolly, Agnew, Richardson today.
You see, I just wonder if you don't build it up too much with the cabinet.
That's what worries me.
The cabinet sounds bigger. The leaders...
You have to do.
You've got to tell them or they're going to go up the goddamn wall. But the cabinet, I don't think it's going to get that much of a play. I mean, we won't make a big deal out of the cabinet.
Well,
I just wonder, Bob, if it's...
See, the Russians are going to play it very cool, and the more we lock ourselves into a position.
He understands we've got to do the leaders. He'll understand that we always have to inform the legislative leaders.
Well, he's met with this cabinet six times.
Yeah, but they haven't put it in the papers.
We don't have to put ours in the papers. I think the fact of the cabinet is going to be completely overridden by the news. I'll say another event of the cabinet. I wouldn't say it.
I have no strong view. I have a view on the schedule, Mr. President, on the timing, that if you do see the cabinet, then you might consider seeing them, say, at 9:30 and the leaders at 10:15 and have the leaders assembled in the Roosevelt room so that there isn't too much traffic moving in and out. Otherwise, you'll never get them in and out.
Well, that's necessary. necessary. Now, I should meet them tonight in the regular room.
We'll never get through in the time schedule we have.
I'm in the cabin.
15 minutes is all I've got in the cabin. I just wanted to inform them that this is it there. I'm going to ask any questions. I won't allow any. I said, I just wanted to tell you that you will have an announcement from them, and that we if it's a significant announcement, we're going to inform this lady leader in one of the cabin to be informed. And they take off. No. Give a little guys about not overplaying.
Yeah.
It should not be overplayed.
But in that case, it may be good.
Well, the cabinet is not. I can get through with them in 20 minutes at the most. Absolute outside most. 20 minutes. No, I think it's. I have no problem. But I don't see. Why see the leaders at 10:15? I get them so done. That's an unusual.
But because everybody agrees that I must start briefing the TV people at 11, and because I think.
Well, I think the leaders at 10.
But if you see them at 10:15 or 10.
If you say 10:15, it's too unusual.
Yeah, I see.
We don't do that with the leaders. Although they're going to be, they'll be out, full guard will be out. But that doesn't make that much difference.
Give them an hour. But on what news are they going to carry in that hour? Well, we don't have to decide it this minute.
Yes, we do. Well, we have to decide it this afternoon. I don't have a plan for that. Well, this afternoon we'll have to decide it. I don't see that the leaders' meeting, though, is going to take that much time. It's we don't plan to give them one hell of a lot of time.
Well, one of two things can happen. They may ask some questions. I mean, I found, even with Terry Smith, that there's just a lot of technical questions that come up. The second, more likely, is that a lot of them will want to make speeches congratulating you.
10 o'clock. You mean in the meeting, in the leaders' meeting? They'll be caught unaware. They won't make announcements. Now, the Democrats are going to be very wary of this. They're going to be very wary. Mike might speak up and say a nice thing, but the others will wait. You got my note of those three conservatives. They must be included on your
list. I saw it as Scarlett.
To breathe. Absolutely. You see, Bob, the whole breathing plan was all with the left-wingers, you know, the liberals, and that's not right. Your danger, first of all, isn't right to our friends who stood with us on ABM. Second, it isn't right also because we're going to need the support of those conservatives. We don't want them pissing over the goddamn thing. And yet, there's some of those... Those are the only the three that I suggested were Buckley and...
White and Wilson.
Buckley, well, White, Wilson. Alsop, you'll cover separately. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll cover separately.
Well, yes, the Alsop to cover separately. They won't come to the meeting. Well, the doctor's case is that he's come back. You know, a very successful trip to the Mid-East, and he's been getting a very good press and all that sort of thing. He feels the same way that one. You're in a serious problem. Goddamn thing we can do about it. I told him, of course I went through the video, why you had called in London was that we had just thrown the dividend call.
Yeah.
I said the reason was that we had just received that through Mike over there. So then we, but it's a goddamn serious problem. It's just a very tough way to do business. No situation where we've got this and that's basically our relational problem that's in China. And in the China thing, of course, is
so depending on whether you want personal credit, we can also do this in regular travel. There's no problem.
Oh, we don't give that. Mainly the amount get it done. All with the credit.
That's right. There isn't going to be that much glory in it, but we can...
The initiatives are the ones you want credit on.
Vietnam, we can surface in recognition.
Well, as a matter of fact, the bill is concerned is that he's certainly can have no complaints. He's,
but this isn't
his main concern, of course, is getting credit. And he wants he's credit on his Mideast thing, and it's all rockets, whatever there is, right?
Except, you know, the truth of that is we don't want to go into it, and I don't want to argue, but We were the ones that sought it out. We were the ones, I can show you the record sometime, put it to the Israelis. The State Department turned it down until they ran into an impasse.
Oh, you mean on Suez?
The Suez was sought out. I put that to Golda Meir when she was over here as a fallback for
something. Well, basically, on that, we just let, that's his, and that's fine.
You know, he can have
the only that we have here, though, is that he knows, he's smart enough to know that there have been a lot of intricate, difficult negotiations. In your briefing, I think it's very important for you to keep that extremely low-key.
But I told
you. Many briefings that you give so that it doesn't appear that Rogers picks up the papers and reads, well, the White House indicated that they have had a meeting after meeting. And
No, I told Bob this morning.
You see my problem?
Bob, I don't know whether you've had a chance to tell the
president.
I told Bob this morning what my intention was. I will focus on your initiative. And then when they say, how was it negotiated, I'll say in many channels. Smith had a major part, and a lot of people. I won't even mention myself.
No.
I won't mention.
I wouldn't even single Smith out. Why don't you say there were a number of channels?
I said there were a number of channels, and
I wouldn't single Smith out. I'd just say there were a number of channels.
I said there were.
Then they'll say that this is Smith, but yes, he played a role. Did the State Department player? Yes, it played a role.
That's right.
I'll say yes, a number of people played a role. I told Rogers on the phone, you accept.
Can I call him about consultations and Alexis Johnson?
I told him that Alex Johnson should be informed that he would have
to go. In fact, it'd be counterproductive.
When is Smith going to get back over there and see? Maybe he goes back and tell Dr. Rogers.
Yeah, they're probably together now.
Well, God damn it, did you tell him that he will go talk positively to Rogers?
Oh, yeah.
Talk negatively.
Oh, no.
Smith knows now you have to disclose to him that you've been negotiating, because Rogers will ask him, I trust him. I trust that Smith is going to go blab it all over.
You sure about Smith? I told him that I was telling him that it was essential to keep the integrity of the State Department up, that there was no interest in taking any credit here, and that he should in his dealings with Rogers. But what in fact he will do, I don't want to. I've urged it to him, and I think that Smith is going to be positive.
You got an extremely positive reading.
Oh, the Smith reaction was, he was so elated that he was practically floating. Smith, the culmination of, this is what he's been fighting for 2 years. It's no problem with Smith. He was flabbergasted, he was stunned, and now a lot of things made sense to him, and he said he didn't think, luckily he thought Semyonov didn't know either.
I told Rogers that I said that I'm at a loss to know why the Soviet turned around 150 degrees. But I said to him, he came back from his party of Congress, he came in and said they would come along with our initiative. That's what
I said,
my guess is that it's two things that Brezhnev wants to indicate leadership, but beyond that, he's probably concerned about the Chinese.
One problem with Rogers and one advantage is I genuinely don't believe he knows, he understands what this is all about and what the details are about. I've never seen any evidence that he's known the Salt position. And therefore, this is not, well, to some tactical extent. If we had done this on the Middle East, he'd be beside himself. But this isn't anything. We've never had a proposal from Rogers. He's never done anything in this field. And the State Department doesn't do anything in this field as a department. All the work is done by ACTA. So therefore, this is not something that...
Did you tell Smith that he was to go back and sell Rogers in so many words?
Yeah.
Did you talk about the possibilities of the work?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's going to say...
I didn't want to engage him in a discussion when I'm afraid that he may repeat.
discussed with regard to the Rockerson. The thing is, Henry is not to rub his nose in it. That's what
Mr. President, I will lean over backwards.
I know you will not, but what I meant is, we've got to figure out ways. That's what I'm calling on this thing. But let's see, what did you do, Bob? You called him when?
Called him on Saturday.
You called him at dinner. Certainly, you left the evolution. There was a major break, the possibility of a major development.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think that person told me what it was, so I assumed it's something on Vietnam, because I purposely wanted to misdirect, but I played ignorance. I said that he asked me to check with you to see if you would be available Monday night or Tuesday morning, because if this does open up Monday afternoon, which it may, he'll want to talk with you right away.
Right.
He said, yes, he'd be in New York on Monday, be back Monday night. Be available Monday night or Tuesday morning. I mean, for Tuesday morning, you know, then we cancel it. Because I said, there may not be anything on this at all.
But he didn't say anything.
No. He didn't react at all. I think he was basically knocked right off with the defense.
Right.
Well, I think the fact of an agreement is so stunning.
Well, he can probably take spend a bit of it all, but Roger's committed to it a whole lot more. See what I mean?
Yeah, but that always has to be compared to what the...
What I meant is, I went over the thing and I explained the difference between the new, between the public announcement and the letter, and I pointed out, and I also, I did show him that the memorandum of conversation with you.
Oh, yeah.
Read it. I showed him that. And I said, this was that. So I said, we come down the fact that the two were read simultaneously. I said, one was an understanding, one was an agreement. Obviously, it has to be approved in the Senate. An understanding is something else again. You know, I don't know the whole damn thing. But here he is. I'm wondering what the hell. But then, man, you have a situation where you can't call him in. Let's just ask that I be called out of this meeting to take this call, which I just did, and ask if I could come over and talk with him right away. And good in a few minutes. He's probably going to raise this whole question of relations and so forth, and I think you should be very firm about it and so forth. Remember, I said I think of writing a letter, and I did. Until Mr. Reedon came back, that I had little hope that we would, our initiative would succeed. After that, and we didn't get the word for that. It seems to me that on the Rockers, I'm just about to have a session. I would feel differently than he did. I can see maybe a reason for it. The way I would feel is saying, God, we got something going, but if he wants to follow up, it will be on the... He'll want to talk. He didn't say anything to you. It's because he's calling me over because he just wants to talk. He wants to express his views. And his views will be basically very, 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 I mean, he was stunned by the thing. And I think he's stunned by the fact that he wasn't told. That's frankly what it gets down to. And he wasn't told because there was simply nothing about it. You can just say you weren't told. You weren't told at all. We did this. He said, well, what did Henry do? I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I don't know what Henry means. I know as the president was working on this, I don't know any of the details of it.
You know, Mr. President, it is a very odd situation. He hasn't told us a goddamn thing of what he has done in the Middle East, and he's not your equivalent. It's the only time that a Secretary of State has ever shot around the world without telling ahead of time what he was going to do, without writing any meaningful report, and without telling us now what he's going to do. Every day we see cables that Cisco sends out. I have always figured this thing, once if it ever got out of control, and now with things breaking in Egypt favorably, there's no sense asserting ourselves. But he has the oddest idea of featuring himself.
Well, he features himself because he really sees it quite a scrap between him and you.
But I don't want any credit out of this.
He says, well, Henry doesn't inform me of what he says, and therefore I'm not going to inform him. He doesn't think of informing me, it's informing you. That's not, that what it is, Bob?
Probably.
So don't get into that. I wouldn't get into the business.
Yeah, but I inform you in great detail. I never have a conversation without writing you a long memorandum, without asking you ahead of time. And you are president, and it's not an equivalent position. And the... this whole tendency of who hawks credit, when things are tough, he isn't over here either.
That's true.
And if he were over here during Laos and Cambodia,
that's right.
At that time, he never complains about my doing the breathing or my doing the...
Well, that's his personality.
No, it is a... It's got nothing to do with personality.
It is true. The main fact that you've got to keep in front of you is that, one, that first is successful. Second, that it is a matter that cuts across. It isn't a State Department matter. You understand this is a matter that involves the Defense Department and the State Department that is peculiarly the responsibility of the President.
You can assure him I won't claim any credit.
Third part is that as far as anything is concerned, we inform on this subject because of the... In January, I expected nothing to come from it. When he came back and Rogers was gone, this week, gel very, very fast, as it usually does with the Soviets. The other thing is that it probably isn't going to come up, but let's be damn sure there's any talk about who's going to be. Right now, I decided I'm going to make the announcement. We're going to invite him. Let's check, though. I think that it might be well for you.
I think it kind of depends on what tack he's taking, because if he's stirred up, it isn't the time to get into the general thing, but except in general terms, but the point that the
Hill has got to realize, frankly, that his relationship is not one. You can doubt it's not one thing, but he's, if nobody interferes with anything he does there, it's entirely his show. Right? He's having different facets to him that you've got to play him as you see.
I've got to play this one, and I've got to play Vietnam, because that doesn't just involve state either. That involves our military situation.
As well, to...
the point is, it seems to me all of us, regardless of where anybody fits their role, is
working right across
the president of the administration. I'm not sure if I'm going to
pass around the community.
Okay.
You'll see Larry at 1.
Yeah, and you'll see him at 2.
With you, well, not that. Let's get him nailed out. All right. How about Smith? We're still going after Smith at 3.
Yeah, but he's moving his delegation in because they need half an hour to attend.
You want the delegation at 3?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just the center of discussion of where they stand. Let him report to you.
Yeah, but he's not going to discuss this situation then. And then the delegation. Right. Okay, fine. Okay.
Nobody gets credit. This is a very delicate matter. Second thing is that
you should emphasize these things that he handles. This is just one where we do not send his stuff over, but the reading doesn't send his stuff over. He doesn't trust Henry. You know that on the Mideast.
Yeah.
That's really true, Bob. Inform me of everything. Everybody should inform me of everything. That's the point. And so Roger sees it in terms of that everything is going to, that Henry's going to see everything. And frankly, Henry does.
But he should, that's
another matter. The reason why he should, he's a staff member. The point is, the other thing is that, out of this may come one, Bill may reach the point where he thinks that he cannot, should not. Bill, if that's the way you feel on this, you think it's a mistake, what he ought to do is to wrap up the Mideast and get the hell out. With this, he's got a pretty good reason to go on. I informed him, incidentally, of the possibility of the summit, but I said, I'm not wanting to play. I tell him as much as I could without divulging his reasons, so that he isn't going to. I really think he's going to do very well in terms of downplaying his.
I think so. We've talked about it a lot, and the way he's gear is going to be good unless he just gets out of gear when he gets going and gets carried away with it. I was watching last night on the boat, though it was interesting the way he keeps, there's a line, he keeps coming in, and I've warned him about it, and he knows it. Where he says, you know, they said, give us this, and I said, no, we won't take that. And then they said, do this, and I said, no, we won't do that. And then they said this, you know, the six proposals,
yeah,
business. Where I said this, I said this, I said this, he's just got to not. Let that one come out.
You read aloud that the situation with Bill, whether he's going to be a basic member of the team, or whether he's going to constantly think about getting plenty of credit.
No, I'm sure do.
And Jesus Christ,
he's gone way over backwards.
I filled him up by the time the press conference. We sent him over abroad and let him get all the news. What the hell? He comes back and goes on television. We meet him when he comes back. We see before he goes out, you know.
And he'll argue about Henry's ego at parties, and I say, no, that's just childish.
Yeah.
What in the world difference does it make? So Henry is.
Yeah, sure he is.
We just kept Henry. But we've kept him on a damn tight leash.
On a damn tight leash. The only thing that he's going to do on this is he's going to background if he's going to ask him. The answer is yes. I think I would say yes, he is, because it's one of those issues that comes across.
Well, it's a White House issue. He's
well, because it comes across defense and state. And it's one that is specifically handled in the White House, but that it will be specifically one because of the nature of the relations with the Russians, in which nothing will be claimed that they're about creditor and so forth. It is a mutual agreement with the Russians. It's a mutual thing. We want them to get as much credit as we get in this particular instance. And then he'll say, well, why don't we discuss it with him? And this is a very important move, and he should be in on it, and so forth and so on.
I don't know, of course, because I wasn't involved in it, but I would assume that the reason in this case was that it was one of these things where there was a unilateral probing from their side and back to our side that was something you didn't want to get other people into. In the first place, you didn't think it was going to work, as I understand it.
And
you didn't take it really
seriously. I sent it very seriously.
I don't think they sent the letter back to you.
I just sent it over and
make
the
right.
I told them I'd send a letter. That was all it was. I sent a message.
You sent a letter.
And while I was from San Clemente.
And
then it straight out. It's gone.
It gelled fast. It gelled fast. And it was moving on a very delicate basis, as I understand it, where it had to be handled very carefully and unilaterally. That there couldn't, and that nobody could know about it. No, which is why you had me calling. Maybe you break on it over the weekend. Then it did. And then it's been tenuous enough that you really haven't known all along whether you had anything or not.
It's the moment that he had it. He was either yesterday. If we had gotten a break, or he would have gotten Monday night. He did not get the answer until Tuesday night. But more than that, the real question he has is the view that, well, on all these things, we should sit down and talk to him, and so forth and so on.
Okay, none, Bob. He said there's always going to be something just where you can't.
That's right.
You got
to be. Well, of course, when he says something, he says, this is the most important thing I related to the Russians. He's correct. But on the other hand,
got to take your advantages where they come. This one was one that was a fever
thing. The bridge I come to is the relationship is what it can be. It can be he's going to get the credit of the Mideast. There's no question about it. He's not beginning to see that there's going to be a Suez Agreement or a good plan. Right? That's his deal. The Mideast, that's of enormously important to him. And you can just say Henry has looked at you, know, Henry doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with the Mideast. So I keep him out of it completely.
Which isn't easy either.
Right. What?
Which isn't easy either.
Which isn't easy. But I said, this instance, not that we're going to work it out. But and also another thing you've got to realize, what Bill doesn't know. The Russians don't deal with secretaries of state. They deal at the highest level. That's the way it works. It always has worked that way. They never dealt with the right with the even dollars. But I had a good friend come out and let it be just one way. As a matter of fact, it's probably a good thing that it is something, because, we talked about this a lot.
I need to force the issue.